You're listening to episode 3 of the Mind Your Muscle podcast. Give us a bicep flex there for the crack. Go on. Right, in today's episode, we're going to be picking you apart, gently, of course, to find out a little bit about your values and why taking responsibility is one of the biggest factors in our progress and development, or lack of. You see, we are brought up in a blame culture. And a claim culture too, but that's the effect of seeking blame, isn't it? Where there's blame, there's a claim. Am I right? Give me an eye, Tony. But listen, when it comes to your life, laying blame at someone else's feet is you admitting that you don't have control. And people always tell me how much they want control. To control their eating, their drinking, their sleep, their finances, their business, their life. When we blame other people, we relinquish that control. We give it away. Not taking responsibility gives away our power, gives away our strength, weakens us on a deep emotional level. Stay tuned, or I'll just blame you for not listening.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
I guess we got to start with some housekeeping in this episode. You're going to want to put your big boy or big girl pants on, probably. And no, I'm not saying that you wear big pants, but please, please, please just listen to the message before deciding to blame me for annoying you. What does it mean to take responsibility? You might think that responsibility must be about blaming yourself. Because if you aren't blaming someone else, then you must be blaming yourself, right? Well, the good thing is, no, that's wrong. Responsibility is not about blame. I like to talk about having 100% responsibility 100% of the time. And when we have that, we actually never have to blame at all. We never have to feel let down or feel annoyed. In the last couple of episodes, I've talked about decisions. And when you can accept that the circumstances of your life are because of decisions you've made at some point, because we have what we perceive to be control. I made a decision, and that decision had a result, a consequence. It created a circumstance in my life, if you like, a good one. And I've also made some decisions that have had the opposite. We all have. I know that. But either way, those decisions, I made them. So either way, it was me. You might have made a decision to do something. That decision had a result, a consequence. It created a circumstance in your life. Our difficulty comes, though, when the result, consequence, or circumstance turns out to be not what we had wanted or hoped for. So I want to try and really define this, I guess, so we're all thinking of it on the same level. Taking responsibility, like I said, is not about taking or accepting blame. Our ego, our programming, our habit, our belief is to shift the blame, shift the focus away from us. Being responsible, however, is all about being the cause of your life and not the effect. Because blame, it creates anger and resentment. So why would we want to create anger and resentment towards other people, first of all? And why would we want to feel anger and resentment or guilt when we blame ourselves? We wouldn't, but we do. And it seems only natural. I blame myself, all right, those words. There's a massive amount of guilt when we say that. I blame myself. There's a lot of emotion in those words. And it's not the emotion that we really want to be holding on to. Being responsible is more, like I said, about being the cause of your life rather than the effect of it. The captain of your ship, if you like. You have more of a say in your life than you realize. Being the cause and not simply the effect. And when you begin to understand that as a concept and make it more than just a quote, you know, I think it was one of my mentors, James Wedmore, who probably first introduced me to that quote, that saying, and then helped a little in order to move me towards more awareness of it and understanding actually what it means and then taking action and being something different. So whenever you do that and try to understand it as a concept, make it who you are, then you're going to allow for the opportunity to actually process the result, the outcome, the consequence, or the circumstance. What negative circumstance have you maybe found yourself in the last few days or week or weeks? What happened to you? Those words, happened to you, happened to me. What does that sound like whenever you say it? Wait, do you hear what happened to me? Or did you hear what happened to Sally? Just awful. When we use those type of sentences, what I hear is victim. Now, let me segue here for just a second so you don't take this out of context. I'm talking about being victim to the words we speak to ourselves and not where, for example, someone is the victim of crime, okay? I'm talking about what the words mean to us when we say, this happened to me. Because blame doesn't change what's happened to you. It happened. It's done. Blame is what we do to remove responsibility from ourselves. And it's anger towards other people. What you're doing is giving up your power. You're giving up your control. And the more control you give up, the longer it will take you to get back to where you need to be. Or where you want to be. The more you will drain your power, drain your energy, and your opportunity to create circumstances in your life that you want. I know you want control. I want control. We all do, because it allows us to feel a little safer. Here's the thing though, control doesn't actually exist really, because the only true control we ever have is over how we respond to situations, people, and circumstances, how we handle our emotions. Blame, well, that is a reaction. And it comes from a place of anger, like I said earlier, a place of fear, because we believe we didn't have control. We're worried about what that means, what the potential outcome is, and also comes through hurt, because things didn't work out how we imagined, how we planned it. Responsibility, on the other hand, it is a response. And when we respond, we generally do so with clarity, from a place of love, a place of compassion, a place of empathy. So, question, do you want more anger, fear, and hurt in your life? Or do you want more love, empathy, and compassion? Anger, fear, and hurt, they're all going to increase your own levels of stress. Love, empathy, compassion, well, they're going to reduce stress, probably allow you to see a little bit more opportunity, and provide a space for your growth. Room to breathe, in effect. So when it comes to your physical, mental, and emotional health, what do you honestly believe is going to help you more? Reacting or responding? Blame or responsibility? I personally believe that we have to learn to place importance on what words actually mean to us, what we make them mean, you know, rather than what someone else decided they mean. At the end of the day, they're simply words. Someone probably long ago made a decision about what those words mean. We're taught about the words and what they mean to someone else, whether it be through school or college or books or whatever, but we aren't taught about how the words make us feel, how we perceive words, how we process words, and the impact that those words and our process or lack of processing the words and emotions has on us and our life. how we perceive the words we speak, the sentences we speak, or the sentences we create in our mind about what we believe something means to us. But I think we're going to all agree, probably, and I hope, that blame doesn't actually help you. If anything, it's going to hold you back and it's going to keep you stuck. So what I would ask is that you maybe look at something that's annoyed you recently. If it means pause the podcast, pause the podcast. And think about it. Something that you weren't happy about. Then you got to ask yourself some questions. Questions like, you know, what was my role? What did I do? What was my responsibility there? What was my part in that? And if you're thinking about something that's happened, you've maybe been thinking about this, you know, for several days. How long have you actually been thinking about it since it happened? How long have you been carrying that with you? Because that's what we do. We carry the stuff. We don't deal with it. We carry it. We stick it in this folder in the back of our head or something. We bottle it up. And eventually what happens is it's going to be expressed in some way. And it's normally not a good thing whenever that comes out. Some form of explosion. That's what happens whenever you hold those emotions down there. And when we share that idea, that thing that we don't want, we also tend to focus on it. We focus on the negative idea, we focus on the negative energy, and our emotional state is ultimately left in someone else's hands. And that's what I mean when I say we give away our power. We give away our strength. Ask yourself, when I think about or even describe that situation, that incident, or that person that I've just thought about, what am I not taking responsibility for? When you have that answer, then you can take positive action because it's now about you. It's not about them, it's about you. Look, this isn't easy. And there's a part of you that won't want to admit this, let alone do it, or even go on to change it. And I certainly can't make you. All I can do right now, in this episode, with this podcast, with these podcasts, is to try and make you aware, to continue to ask you questions that cause you to ask questions of yourself. Because when we ask questions, you know what happens? We get answers. And answers ultimately will bring us clarity. Might not always be right away, but they will if we keep asking the questions and keep searching for the answer. Who loves clarity? Even that word, to me, I think it's emotionally charged. Saying, I have clarity. For me, it evokes like this different, I don't know, emotional response. You know, rather than saying, I'm confused. All right? So seek clarity with yourself. Clarity with who you are and who you're being. Remember, who you're being allows you to do the doing. It's like someone, all right, for me, within my business, as a PT coach, someone that's a client has maybe annoyed me, and I want to blame them. But this is my business. I created it. I wanted it. I took on the client. I set the tasks. I communicated or didn't communicate, possibly, the tasks enough. Didn't communicate what I wanted, expected, or what would happen. And therein lies my role. That's my responsibility. So clients' results, ultimately, you know, I think the buck stops with me. And in this world, we are defined by our actions. So the tasks that we commit to. Because being committed is about doing what you say you're going to do. And by taking action, what's going to happen is you're going to flip your brain into some form of forward momentum. So think of it just like, I don't know, going for a walk when you're maybe feeling a little bit tired or lethargic, low energy or whatever, can't be asked. All right, that forward momentum, putting one foot in front of the other, that's going to set you off like a ball starts rolling down a hill. Roll with it, because that is the start of self-integrity. Doing what we say we're going to do. Say you're going to go and train. You got to go and train. Because if you don't, you're giving your power away to something else. I'm going to dive a little deeper into that aspect of responsibility and self-integrity in later episodes and discuss then and help show you how they both form valuable parts of your identity. And that's a big word for me, identity. But for now, we are just trying to create thought patterns, trying to raise a little awareness, all right? Because you see, blaming other people is a habit. Not following through on words, on commitments that we make to ourselves, is a habit. So, saying you're going to train, you don't train, habit. Saying you're going to eat better and you don't eat better, habit. Saying you're not going to have a drink, but you drink, habit. Saying you're going to do something with the kids, but you don't do it, habit. All right, and where do habits come from? Well, if you've listened to the last episode or two, you'll hopefully know that they come from our subconscious mind, all right? They're now automatic. They're internal. It's our internal program, and it's our software. It's in our conditioning. It's within us. And this, for me, is the muscle that we should exercise most if we want to see different results. The habit muscle. So we want to see different results and outcomes and circumstances in our life, then we got to look at our habits, our conditioning, our programming, our subconscious thoughts that ultimately lead to our actions and therefore our results. So think about that. Think about, where are you taking responsibility in your life, or where are you not? Ask yourself the question, where am I taking responsibility in my life, or where am I not? A good place to start is looking at the results you don't want or the results that you have that you don't like. And I say results, that can mean outcomes, that could mean your body shape, that could mean your bank balance, that could mean whatever it is that you see or want something to change. So something you're not happy with, something you don't like, that is going to highlight where you need to take more responsibility. That's it for this episode. Peace out, and importantly, be present.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.